Welcome to the Blue Ocean Daily Devotional Podcast. This is day 5. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you 15 seconds of silence to think about something that you're thankful for and to thank God for it. Let's begin that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray for our church. You can start by praying something like, God, give me hope for blank in my faith community. And then you can remember various people before God as they come to mind. Let's take about 20 seconds of silence to pray. Our scripture reading today comes from Job chapter 12, verses 13 to 25. This bit here is about Job's longing for the power of God to bring down those who misuse their own power. It says this, "To God belong wisdom and power, counsel and understanding are his. What he tears down cannot be rebuilt, those he imprisons cannot be released. If he holds back the waters, there's drought. If he lets them loose, they devastate the land. To him belongs strength and insight. Both deceived and deceiver are his. He leads rulers away stripped, and he makes fools of judges. He takes off the shackles put on by kings, and he ties a loincloth around their waist. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows officials long established. He silences the lips of trusted advisors and takes away the discernment of elders. He pours contempt on nobles and disarms the mighty. He reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light. He makes nations great and destroys them. He enlarges nations and disperses them. He deprives the leaders of the earth of their reason. He makes them wander in a trackless waste. They grope in darkness with no light. He makes them stagger like drunkards." Let's take a few moments now to meditate on the phrase, God reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.
Spring come and cheer our spirits high.